Hey friends, welcome to Pray Today. It is the 20th of September, and I want to share with you another hymn I grew up with. And this is a hymn written by a man named Joseph Scriven. And this hymn was written in 1855. You know, something that as I have studied the stories behind so many of these hymns, such as "It Is Well With My Soul" being the first one that comes to mind, is this theme of these hymn writers who suffered great tragedy in their lives. And to tell you a little bit about Joseph Scriven, when he was 25 years old, he was engaged to be married, and the day before his wedding, his fiance drowned. And he was reeling from this tragedy, obviously, and so he made up his mind. He was in Dublin, but he made up his mind that he would go to America. And at 25 years old, he was just beginning life, but I'm sure felt like he had experienced enough pain for any one person in a whole lifetime. So about 10 years later, he received word that his mother was facing a crisis. So he wrote a little poem and sent it to her. And we'll get back to that poem a little bit later. But meanwhile, about 15 years after Joseph had lost his first fiance, he had fallen in love again and proposed to another woman. And right before they were to be married, again, his fiance died. She contracted tuberculosis. And so this man spent the rest of his life doing ministry, not preaching in churches, but he was living a simple life in Canada. He was cutting firewood for widows and even giving away his clothes to those and money to those in need. And a woman named Ira Sankey wrote this about Joseph. "Until a short time before his death, it was not known that he had a poetic gift. A neighbor, sitting up with him in his illness, happened upon a manuscript of What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Reading it with great delight and questioning Mr. Scriven about it, he said that he had composed it for his mother to comfort her in a time of special sorrow, not intending that anyone else should ever see it. Sometime later, when another Port Hope neighbor in Canada asked him if it was true that he composed this hymn that had become wildly popular, his reply was, 'The Lord and I did it between us.'" You see, when he had sent this poem to his mom, she had given it to somebody who published it anonymously, and it became very popular. And Joseph Scriven was never looking to be famous with this hymn, and it took other people finding out about it for him even to admit that he had written it. But what really sticks with me from this account is the fact that Joseph Scriven never ran away from Jesus. He never left Jesus. And so many people in America today, if they could come to the understanding that just because our circumstances are difficult and sometimes unbearably painful, that doesn't mean that Jesus is not with us. And it doesn't mean that Jesus isn't our friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. If you think about and if you listen to the lyrics of this song, they are written with such joy, talking about the difficulties in this world and the pain that people suffer. But what was it about Joseph Scriven that he didn't denounce his faith. And I'll tell you what it was. It's because he knew that this was temporary. He knew that as immense as the pain could be, he could still have hope, because he knew that this wasn't the end. This is a theme we've talked about all month long. Pain, hope, and knowing that God has a plan even in our darkest moments. I wish that we could all be as strong as Joseph Scriven. And when things go bad, that we don't immediately blame it on God or get angry at God. Because Jesus is our friend. He's not just our Father. The Bible tells us that he has called us friends. And friends stick with us. Real friends stick with us. It doesn't mean that real friends cause our problems. They're with us, though, in the problems. So I don't know where you're at today and how you feel about God or how you feel about difficulties in your life. But I want to encourage you to take a page out of the life of Joseph Scriven, and that you realize that you have a true friend in Jesus who said he will never leave you or forsake you. Let's pray. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Lord, I don't understand why we go through all this pain. I don't understand all of the ins and outs of the bad things that happen and the whys. But Lord, I want to be more like Joseph Scriven, Father, who never seemed to lose his trust in you. You are the greatest friend we could ever have. And Lord, I know that a great friend hurts when those he or she loved hurt. And Lord, I know that you hurt when I hurt. I know that you hurt when my friends hurt, because you're a great friend. But you're also our Father. And the love of a father, the love of a parent, is so deep. Your love for us is deeper than any human relationship we could ever have. So Father, may we remember today that you have called us your friends. And Lord, may we grow in that friendship with you. And when bad things happen, Lord, forgive us when we blame you. Forgive us, Lord, for our moments of ridiculousness when we get angry at you. But thank you, Lord, for taking it when we are. Thank you for restoring us and bringing us to a place of peace again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have in Jesus all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. And oh, a needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Trials and temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield me. Thou wilt find a solace there.